don't get it. Why did Ray say it's the Tuesdays are the worst, his least favorite day of the week? And I said that into my microphone, and then Danielle said it's her least favorite. Why is Tuesday your least favorite day of the week?
Because
I never even thought about it.
On Monday, right, you think Monday, oh, you hate Mondays. But no, you don't actually feel the effects of the Monday tired and the Monday blues until Tuesday.
Wow. Okay.
Ray right. knows what he's talking about because I feel it too. This is my tired day.
Okay. I think every day is a great day. I'm not a big fan of Mondays, but I would hate to think. Forget about it. Today's a great day. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You celebrate with regular listener contributor Keith Newell celebrating his birthday. And he tells me about Bern Schwartz's birthday, a retired IBMer and an award-recognized volunteer with the Sarah Fisher Center after decades of service. Good for Bern. Thanks for the heads up on that. And happy birthday to you as well, Keith Newell. It's a big birthday week. We mentioned a whole bunch of April or Aries birthdays earlier. Of course, yours truly's birthday is coming up this, I don't know, is it Thursday? Maybe Thursday, the 18th. And then Sophie, Friday the 19th. So it's a big birthday week. Again, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Big week that will be remembered for a long time of things that happen. And I don't know how this happened, but we told everyone first yesterday. Somehow we got the word early, well before the 4:30 press conference, if it was 4:30, whenever they had a press conference. But we said that, in fact, General Motors is going to relocate their headquarters from the Renaissance Center to Hudson's Detroit. And, of course, that is true. It happened. We just happened to get it first. And we don't always try to get things first, but it just happened. But now a lot of people are questioning it. I heard the boys. I heard Tom and Kevin saying, oh, but what happens to the Renaissance Center? This is bad for the Renaissance Center. I don't think it is. But let's find out from a real expert who pays attention to these things, senior business editor and great columnist for the Detroit News, Daniel Howes. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hey, how are you, Dub?
I'm good. I think, knowing Mary Barra and knowing Mr. Gilbert, Dan Gilbert, this isn't going to be bad for anybody. This is going to be a good thing.
Well, I think on first blush, you got to acknowledge that this is good probably for General Motors, and it's certainly good for Dan Gilbert, who needs a marquee corporate tenant in his new Hudson's Detroit. I think the jury is still out whether it's good for Detroit ultimately, and I say that only because, you know, all you need to do is pay attention to what's happened in this country in the past few years and recognize that corporate headquarters are not what they used to be. People are working more remotely. They've got hybrid work environments. GM has got people in 3 days a week, not five. Most of their engineering and marketing and stuff is decamped and is up in Warren. I think they're lucky that GM decided to stay in the city of Detroit. And for the reasons you articulate, I mean, Mary Barra, who's a native Metro Detroiter, and Mark Royce, who's a native Metro Detroiter, I think they are committed to that. But all you need to do is think about the fact that GM is taking two floors in that new building compared to what is in the Renaissance Center to know that this is quite a statement. And I don't think this is the end. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Ford Motor Company do something, putting $2 billion into their PDC in Dearborn, putting $1 billion into the train station in Corktown. The glass house is getting old. I think it was built in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, this town abhors change, Paul, as you know. It doesn't like it. It's mistrustful of it. And I think, but I think what's happening in the auto industry is a sign of things to come. And I think my advice to people is get used to it, because I think you're going to see more of this kind of stuff.
I think you're right. I got a note from Matt Cullen last night, and we're going to have Matt Cullen on. He was, as you certainly recall, you and I have been around a long time. He was the architect of GM moving into the Renaissance Center. I think it was the right move then, and I think this move is the right move now for General Motors. And here's why I'm excited. The Renaissance Center hasn't worked for a long time. It was, from the very beginning, it was a challenging building to find your way around. I used to joke that I went into the Renaissance Center and came out 6 months later. The fact is, it was a difficult building to navigate. you take a guy like Dan Gilbert and his Bedrock team, the things they can do. Can you imagine beautiful condos overlooking the river in one of those pieces of those? What?
Yeah, no question. No question, Dub. I mean, I think that there's the possibilities are probably limitless. And, you know, as I said before, I mean, I think a lot of this comes down to the people. And that's what you keep talking about. You're talking about individual leaders, not companies, but individual. Dan Gilbert, Mary Barra, Matt Cullen,
Mark Royce, yeah.
Mike Duggan, Warren Evans, you know, Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, you need the right people with the right attitudes who can lead their organizations to a solution as opposed to, you know, worrying about their own piece of cheese. And in that sense, I'm optimistic. But I think we have to be realistic about what could or could not go in what we understand as the Rensen. There aren't corporate clients who are customers who are looking for 1 million square feet in a downtown area.
Right, but that's the point. You have the mind of Dan Gilbert, who takes real estate and makes magic. I think of an upgraded hotel, the condo possibility as part of it. Certainly office space, but manageable office space. Knowing Dan, he could even take part of one of the towers or part of the area that could be entrepreneur space or space for new mom and pop businesses needing to get a start. I mean, there's so many things that can be done creatively with that massive building. I don't think for a second he's going to make an announcement that GM has moved out and IBM has decided to take over the Renaissance Center. I don't think that at all.
No, but I think we also have to realize that, remember, that somebody has to pay for all of this. And if you're taking office space and converting it into condos, you've got all sorts of, for example, plumbing work that you have to do for each unit, which you don't have in an office thing. So all that stuff has to be done, and somebody's got to. And when you're talking about a massive structure like that, it's a bigger challenge. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's a hell of a challenge.
It is indeed, and I knew you'd have the right to a sense of balance in this whole thing. I got to ask you a question that I wasn't planning on asking you, but do you have a day of the week that you especially don't like? Our weather guy just said, on Tuesday, it's not my favorite day of the week. Well, I never thought about it that way.
Well, you know, Tuesdays are not one of my favorites, and that has to do with internal meetings and all sorts of things we deal with on Tuesdays, but it has nothing to do with Tuesday. It's just, I mean, it could be the same thing if we had those things scheduled on Wednesday or Thursday. I would probably, it's just that we're doing a lot of stuff and not kind of necessarily focusing on the journalism, but that's part of working in a newspaper in the 21st century.
Yep, you're right. Okay. Always a pleasure, Daniel.
You bet, my friend.
Daniel Howe, senior business editor, columnist extraordinaire for the Detroit News. So there, Danielle, I had no idea. My eyes are being opened.
I want you to know that the salespeople here come in on Tuesday as well, and they have meetings all day. So this is probably their most hated day.
Is that right?
That is right.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I have to pay closer attention. I mean, Mondays, I understand. Mondays are tough, but you just explained it brilliantly that you don't feel the blues of the Monday and the stress of the Monday till Tuesday. Had never looked at it that way. All right. We're going to continue a conversation we began, and now it's a good thing with what's happening. The bridge is being blocked. They even happened to close to home here. Osama Siblani, the publisher of the Arab American News, is going to continue the conversation we started and what's going on in this great country of ours that we have people running around saying death to America. We're going to have more time to talk about that up next here in Focus on WJR.